in each end we have what's called a rake receiver. It's so named because the block diagram resembles a garden rake. It's a common front end feeding several receiver chains that are looking at different components of the spread spectrum signal from a common RF front end. We have three channels. This is an engineering trade-off. You know, more channels is better, but there's a point in diminishing returns. But we make rather interesting use of this receiver to do both multipath combining, which is what the rake receiver is originally designed to do, and a soft handoff, which is something that's kind of new and kind of neat in our system. If you look at a map of a typical CDMA system, you'll see the NTSO, the central switching site, and you'll see cells surrounding it attached by, you know, lease lines or microwave links or whatever. And you can have a situation where, first of all, you might have a situation where this mobile is talking to this cell and he's too close to talk to anybody else. All he hears is the power from that cell, but he's getting a strong component that's being reflected off of that building. Okay, if that component path is delayed by more than one chip, then it can be separated, it can be segregated out or discriminated against by the rake receiver in the mobile. And instead of having this harmful multipath interference that occurs with an airband signal, you can actually have the rake receiver separate the two signals and then combine them coherently. Okay, so they always add. Okay, this is multipath combining. This is what the rake receiver was originally designed to do.